بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The one and only. Every morning after Fajr, three little boys have Quran class at the masjid. Today they are reciting Surah Al-Ikhlas.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
I seek refuge in Allah from the cursed shaitan.
I begin in the name of Allah.
قل هو الله أحد.
Say, He is Allah, the One.
الله الصمد.
Allah, the external refuge.
لم يلد ولم يولد.
He neither begets nor is born.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Nor is there to him any equivalent. Where did you get that yummy sandwich from Abdul Hakim?
My ummi gave it to me. My ummi is the best.
My ummi gave me this sandwich, and it's bigger than yours. My ummi is the best.
Boys, concentrate! No food in class! Carry on reading! Said Uncle Salam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Look at the sandwich my ummi gave me. This is bigger than both of yours. My ummi is the best.
Subhanallah!
This is the biggest chicken salad sandwich I've ever seen in my life.
Boys! I told you, no food in class and no talking. Where did you get those sandwiches from?
We got it from home. Our moms made them for us, Uncle Salam.
Said the boys while hiding the sandwiches behind their backs. Tell me then, who loves you the most at home?
My ummi!
Shouted all of them together. She makes the best and most favorite foods for us, each and every single day, even when she's tired.
She washes and folds my clothes all the time and makes sure I always have something clean to wear.
My mom always helps me with my homework and makes sure I am successful in everything I do.
No one loves us more than our mother!
Shouted all of them together. Well, did you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you more than your mother?
If Allah loves us so much, are we God's children?
Does Allah have a mommy and a daddy just like us, Uncle Salam? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, He is Allah, the One.
Oh, I get it.
اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ. Allah, the Eternal Refuge.
Now I understand. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He neither begets nor is born.
That's right. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Nor is there to him any equivalent. So we are not the children of Allah, but we are his creation.
How does Allah look like Uncle Salam? Does he look like the sun?
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there's nothing comparable to him.
Is he similar looking to the moon then? I mean, there must be an example we can use to imagine how he might look like. Maybe like the moon?
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there's nothing comparable to him.
Is Allah like a human then? He created us in his image after all. So he must be something similar to us.
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And nothing, and I mean nothing, can be compared to him.
All of those things are the creation of Allah, Abdus Salim. How can Allah be comparable to his creation? Do you only make things that look like you? We draw, color, and make things that are very different from us, all the time. Remember the sandwich your mom made? The sandwich doesn't look like your mom, right? Remember this very carefully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like anything you know, you've seen, or heard. And he tells us that we can't compare him to anything at all. He is subhanahu wa ta'ala, is unique, beyond our imagination. Who was before Allah?
Can you please raise your fingers and count backwards?
Khamsa, arba, thalatha, اثنين, واحد.
What comes before واحد, dear child?
Nothing. Oh, I get it. Nothing is before one. So nothing was before Allah. The أحد. قل هو الله أحد.
MashaAllah, Abdul Karim, you are right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything and nothing created him. He was, is, and always will be the Lord of all that exists.
I have a question though. We listen and Allah listens. He is As-Sami'a. We see and Allah sees. He is Al-Basir. We witness many things and Allah witnesses everything. He is As-Shahid. So, isn't he kind of similar to us?
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And there's nothing comparable to him, my dear friend. His seeing, his listening, his witnessing is very different than our seeing, listening, and witnessing. He is unique in each and every one of his qualities. We cannot compare anything to him, and we cannot compare any of human qualities to any of his qualities. How can you compare the qualities of the creation to the Creator? Isn't it true, Uncle Salam?
Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah, Abdul Hakim. I'm so proud of you. I would like to present this special badge to you. Uncle Salam gave Abdul Hakim a badge with the word Al-Ahad written on it. He was proud of all of the boys for their understanding about Allah's wonderful name, Al-Ahad.
Jazakallahu khayr for a wonderful badge. I love Allah's name, Al-Ahad.
The boys carried on reciting Surah Al-Ikhlas until it was time to go home.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
سبحان الله. It's so wonderful to recite the Quran when we actually understand what it means. I love the name Al-Ahad so much. It tells us how unique Allah is.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
قل هو الله أحد. Say, He is Allah who is one.
الله الصمد.
Allah, the eternal refuge.
لم يلد ولم يولد.
He neither begets nor is born.
ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Nor is there to him any equivalent.
At the end of the class, all the boys ate their sandwiches. When Abdul Hakim reached home, Mom was telling the story of Prophet Ibrahim to his younger sister, Hafsa. Hafsa was listening quietly. Abdul Hakim silently sat next to them without disturbing.
So, dear Hafsa, when the moon disappeared at night, Prophet Ibrahim said, "How can the moon be my lord? It disappears." Next morning when the sun came up, Prophet Ibrahim wondered, "Is the sun my lord?" But then the evening came. He said, "The sun has set. How can I worship the sun when it disappears?" So then Prophet Ibrahim said,
"Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal-ard hanifan wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen."
Indeed, I turned my face to the one who created the heavens and the earth. I am a hanif, worshipping one God, and I am not one of those who associate partners with Allah. And that is how, dear Hafsa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided Prophet Ibrahim to Tawheed.
Soon, Abdul Hakim added,
"MashaAllah, this is a wonderful story. So while observing the universe, the Prophet Ibrahim realized the name of Allah, Al-Ahad, the One. He realized that Allah is the One, the unique One. There is nothing like him.
وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ.
Isn't it, Ummi?"
Ummi replied,
"MashaAllah, Abdul Hakim, that is correct. What a beautiful badge you got from Quran class. Can you show it to your sister?"
Abdul Hakim showed the badge to his sister and said,
"Sure, Hafsa, Al-Ahad is one of the names of Allah. It means the One, the unique One. The one that cannot be compared to anyone. Al-Ahad. Al-Ahad. You say it now. Al-Ahad. Allah is Al-Ahad, the one and only Lord of all that exists."
The end.